This is a commentary on a passage from Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried on pages 167 to 169. The reason I chose this passage is because I really like how it shows the character of Lieutenant Jimmy Cross. Throughout the novel, we are given the perspective of young men like Tim O'Brien, who have been drafted into the war and clearly don't want to be there. Earlier we saw Tim's struggle whether or not he should go to Canada to escape the draft. However, the assumption is in this is that men who have not been drafted, men like Jimmy Cross, who signed up for it, who are in charge, do want to be there, since they chose to join the military, and that they know what's going on, and they know how to make informed decisions, are trained in military affairs. However, this passage shows us that Jimmy Cross doesn't actually want to be there, and he isn't actually well-trained. While he signed up voluntarily for the military, it wasn't a decision that he'd fully thought through, and it wasn't for this particular war that he signed up for. This really makes the reader think of the implications of military leaders who are not only unprepared for war situations, but also don't even want to be there. This passage really emphasizes Jimmy's youth. We are told that he is only 24, but he is also referred to constantly as Lieutenant Jimmy Cross, not just Jimmy. And I think this shows the tension between the fact that he is really a young man. College is not a distant memory of him. He talks about his experiences in college and why he had signed up for the military to begin with. But there's a real tension between the fact that he's young, but he's in this authority role. Jimmy thinks of the golf course when he sees the field, the golf course in his hometown. And this, I think that this comparison shows the limited experience that Jimmy really has. He really only knows his little world, but he's been thrust into this situation where he is supposed to be leading other men. He also joined the military partially because of peer pressure, because all his other friends had joined the ROTC, and as I said earlier, he hadn't fully thought it through and the implications and possibilities of doing so. And I think he brings the same sort of mentality when making military decisions, when deciding that his group was going to camp on this soggy ground. And I say this not to criticize him as a character, but rather to kind of bring to light the implications of having young men who really don't know a lot about the world, don't know that much about the military, in these leadership roles. There are many references to blame, the blame that Jimmy places on himself for the death of Kiowa, and he talks about this in several different ways. He says that he should have known that it was a stupid mistake. Just admit to the blunders. He would place the blame where it belonged. My own fault, he would say. And these are all very short sentences when he does this. And I think this is really to emphasize the effect that thought of being responsible for the death of a man is having on him, how strong this statement is, and how much it's affecting him. And as readers, we can see that it's not just his fault or not any individual's fault. We see in other places in the novel that other characters also blame themselves for the death of Kiowa. But it does make us think about the psychological effect that this might have on Jimmy in the future. He's placing all of this blame, the death of a man, on himself. And as a young man with hopefully many more years to live, it makes us wonder about the psychological effects this is going to have on him. In this passage, the description of the landscape is really strong. For example, it's referred to as a shit field, as evil ground. We are told of the dead fish smell, and that the field seemed to boil, and that it was spraying up great showers of filth. And I think this is done to really show the situation, the way that the men, the boys, are seeing it. This is really not something they're used to, especially when we compare it to the golf course, a very manicured lawn, very well taken care of. This is such a strong contrast, and these men are not used to these situations. There is also a comparison at the very end of the passage between Jimmy and the young boy. Jimmy looks out on this boy, and I think he feels a connection to him. We are told that the boy's shoulders are shaking, and similarly, Jimmy is afraid to move. And I think both of these men feel the same way. They're alone and they're frightened. But Jimmy is placed in a role where he has to act as a leader. He has to act as a sort of father figure when he's really not that much older, not that much mature, and doesn't have that much more experience.